Colin Bissett most typically provides us with his consideration of influential architectural achievements from around the world. His iconic buildings, the archive of which can be browsed on our Part of the RN website, are imaginative feats that change the world forever. This week, though, he's narrowing his gaze to a feat of design that's a little more intimate, but no less iconic or impactful. Here's Colin Bissett on The Vibrator.
The idea of the womb being the seat of irrational and emotional behaviour in women has seemed perfectly logical to men throughout history. In 1801, the condition was finally labelled hysteria, from the Greek word for the womb, hystera. The treatment of this disorder was carried out by doctors who used pelvic massage to bring the patient to what was called a hysteric paroxysm, relieving the patient of that troublesome tension. Horse riding was an alternative, and in the 1860s, the French advocated directing a powerful stream of water to the middle area. But hysteria continued to spread, and doctors complained of spending so much time relieving their patients of their symptoms. Various gadgets were invented to deal with the problem, including in 1869 a steam-driven vibrating device called the manipulator, which had a vibrating ball set within a tabletop. It was the British, ever inventive and mindful of time management, and who seemed to have a cultural dislike or fear of matters below the belt at the time, who finally came up with a simple machine in 1883 with a vibrating part that was attached by wires to a generator. Dr. Joseph Mortimer Granville's invention was soon popularised in many doctors' surgeries, who saw how successful and indeed popular it was in relieving the tensions of its patients. By 1902, there were electrical versions which could be used in the privacy of the home, and which were a great commercial success. These personal massages were widely advertised, with one American catalogue proclaiming that it was a delightful companion that would enable all the pleasure of youth to throb within you. The devices promised to deal with all kinds of complaints, from headaches and flatulence to hair loss and gout, but they were especially good at bringing about the relief of tension. In the 1920s, thanks to the emerging adult film industry, it became clear that the personal massager was being used in one way only. Advertising ceased, shame ensued, and lips were sealed. Until, that is, the women's movement of the 1970s called for women to take matters into their own hands again. Hitachi came up with the battery-driven magic wand, a bestseller, and since then, sales and use of vibrators have become commonplace and acceptable, if still somewhat shyly. In 2009, a study showed that 53% of American women and 45% of American men had used a vibrator. Since then, of course, the word hysteria has more comical connotations, which must imply that people get a buzz out of different things these days.